This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Vikasit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture, but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Panchashat Manotsav of Sri Samsthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math near Kankona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है जब समाज जुड़ता है जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना मन को जोड़ना परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है
The Prime Minister unveiled a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Shri Ram at Parthagali. He also inaugurated a new Ramayana theme park garden and a 10,000 square feet museum dedicated to Lord Ram, developed as part of the celebrations. Mr. Modi further released a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. President Draupadi Murmu said that youth of the nation are the architects of country's future and the guardians of its great cultural and civilizational traditions. The president graced the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and addressed its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. The president said that for achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat by 2047, youth of the country should make efforts.
स्काउट्स एंड गाइड्स का आदर्श वाक्य है तैयार रहो इसका अर्थ है कि आपको भविष्य में आने वाली सभी चुनौतियों का सामना करने के लिए तैयार रहना है आपको अपने अंदर वो क्षमता विकसित करनी है जिससे समय आने पर किसी भी चुनौतियों का बिना घबराए दृढ़ता से आत्मविश्वास के साथ सामना किया जा सके
The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. GDP growth in the second quarter was higher than the 7.8% recorded in the first quarter of the current financial year and the 5.6% seen in the corresponding period last year. The country's nominal GDP grew by 8.7% during the second quarter of this financial year. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 68 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. It is 99.43% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly at London today. India secured the highest number of votes in the category comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. The cyclonic storm Dithwa continues to wreak havoc in Sri Lanka, triggering floods and landslides across multiple regions, leaving homes destroyed and transport links cut off. India has rushed emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu, with naval ships delivering essential relief supplies. The Disaster Management Centre confirms 69 deaths, 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma advanced into the semi-finals of Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. The 16-year-old defeated Sin Yan Happy Lo of Hong Kong in the quarter-finals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.